Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, Ola, it's Miles. Thank you guys for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast.
Have you heard our newest podcast? It's called The Greatest Story Never Told.
Download it today on radio.com. Be sure to subscribe. New episodes are uploaded every Tuesday at noon.
Unfortunately, what you're about to hear is real. The members of this radio program are simply not that bright, or what some people would call educated. They are merely stupid. They're not trying to offend anyone on purpose, and all have played doctors on TV. You have been warned, and are cordially invited to join the party. This is the Men's Room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. Kicksville. The trippers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. You know what they say, shake your radio more than three times, and you're playing with it. You're listening to The Men's Room.
And away we go. Welcome to show number 3,210.
Or 3210.
Along with Steve the Thrill Hill. The Ted Smith. Woman Fox. And Mike Hawk. Montgomery! Hired the Men's Room. On tap today, once again, we play Big Dummy. Ted's Meat and Potatoes has the results of our Poppy Seed Challenge. Get ready to play Profile This. Plus headlines, Men's Room Shot of the Day, fundable listener emails, and everyone's favorites, TV Time with Ted.
Click, clack.
Drink a tea time. All right, here we go. Iowa police see a Maserati in a come-and-go gas station filled with whippets. To Alaska, where Air Force figures out why their morning coffee tastes like the pits. Date night at Raising Cane Chicken Fingers cut short as couple goes back to work. Florida man arrested for his fourth DUI tells cops how high he is with a smirk. And microwaved Oreos burn a Florida trailer to the ground. That is all coming on today's very special episode of The Men's Room.
And now, here's the question.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours. All right, today is the day that we play Big Dummy, the game show that rewards you for your stunning ignorance. And here is how it works. You call us, we will spin the category wheel.
Ted.
We will spin the category wheel, and then we will ask you a question from that category. But here's where Big Dummy separates itself from your average, more reputable game show. We will continue to ask you questions until you get one right. Because as always, we want you to leave here smarter than you showed up. So far this year, our biggest dummy is the lovely and talented Sean, who smoked two packs of stupid and found a way to answer 13 consecutive questions wrong. Can you do better? Of course you can. So give us a call, and off we go on Big Dummy.
Be a contestant to play Big Dummy. Call 844-999-OLA. Like The Men's Room on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Men's Room Live. And send your emails to themensroom@mensroomlive.com. You are listening to The Men's Room Radio Network.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hola, bitchola. You have entered the men's room.
Home Joe's head, away we go. Welcome to show number 3,210.
What a large and in charge program we have for you today. Guaranteed future repeat, as once again we'll welcome in the head chef and a very special Ted's Meat and Potatoes today as we give you the results of our poppy seed challenge. Mm-hmm. Our very own Mike Hawk here, he has taken upon himself over the past 6-7 days to eat a S-ton of poppy products, from muffins to bagels that aren't toasted. He has just been absolutely killing it in the world of poppy seeds. And the reason is quite simply this. About a week ago on the program, we had a caller who called in, and he said, hey, my stepmom, and I think we were doing something on who got in trouble, or I can't something remember what like the it question was, but either way, his stepmother had has a nephew. He was in trouble with the law. He was incarcerated for a while. Upon his release, he is now on probation and is subjected to UA tests. So when the probation officer comes, he's going to make sure that he is clean. Well, he did not have a clean urine analysis. It, in fact, tested positive for opiates. And he claimed at that point to the probation officer and the tester that he eats a poppy seed bagel, muffin, whatever it is, every day. Mm-hmm. And that probably led to a false test. Now, if you know anything about the world of testing, apparently this is a pretty common answer for people who test positive for opiates.
Sure. Because no one wants to say I'm doing opiates.
Correct. So what we did was we decided to do this test, and for a week we were going to ramp up to it. And just so you know, we have already submitted the samples. Mm-hmm. We have the results for you. They are ready to go. It is a test that basically, as far as drugs are concerned, there are so many drugs that this test covers on this list. It's pretty insane. So everything from methamphetamines, oxycodone. There is, and I'm going to mess a lot of this up, propsyphene, which is known as pinks, footballs, pink, yellow footballs.
How many people you think this one? Oh, yeah.
Barbiturates, which are known as...
Give me some slang.
Blockbusters, yellow jackets, red devils, barbs, and birds. Methadone, known as the done, the fizzies, the chocolate chip cookies, the joyce, or the wafer.
If you're chocolate into, chip cookies?
Oh, yeah. If you're into Benzies.
What do you think Cookie Monster's been about? All these years, you thought my man had a sugar rush?
Nobody's been popping Benzies, Bennies, since, like, the 50s.
Well, if they have, they're known as Downers, Tranks, and Benzos. THC is another thing that this test picks up. Known as marijuana, the slang, including pot, weed, herb, bud, MJ, doobie, reefer, grass joint, homegrown, and spliff. Then we have PCP.
PLT.
PCP, known as angel dust, magic dust, sherms, and stardust. These tests also pick up opiates, OPI, heroin, the H, the Harry, the Ombre, the Horse, and the Jones, as well as ecstasy, or known as MDMA. That would be E, ecstasy, Adam, XTC, or X. Also methamphetamine on the list.
Did you say Adam?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, E, Adam.
I've just never heard that one.
Okay.
Hey, man, you got Adam? Mm. What?
Who? Adam.
Have you gone out looking for this before?
All the time.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Methamphetamine.
Hot right now.
Crystal.
Give me a hug.
The ice, the glass. Something I don't know. The buprenorphine? I don't know. Boop, subs, subbies, orange guys. It tests for cocaine. The big C, the coke, the snow, the flake, the candy, C, the crack, the blow, the rock. This is all part of the test. So
you want to do the big C, dog?
You want to talk to your kids about the slang. And then, of course, we have amphetamines, speed, amp, Benny, chalk, and black beauties. So the test itself tests for 12 different possible things, okay? And we all went in there. We were drinking water during the day, trying to get everything ready to go and see if we could go in there and make it happen. We all did. Once we used the bathroom and the cup, we had to wait 5 minutes to see what the results of that test were, and we got individual tests as the day went on and got those results. The members of the program don't know exactly what those results are. I know all of the results, but everyone else is in for maybe a bit of a surprise on this. But the ultimate goal is, does Mike test positive for opiates after eating all of those poppy seed muffins?
The question, or is Mike actually on opiates and this is his cover?
So we're going to do that coming up with the head chef and Ted's Meat and Potatoes. And by the way, the head chef does have some other items out there, believe it or not, that will give you a false positive
one way or another. Some of them are over-the-counter drugs. Some are common foods. You would be surprised if you have a blow-and-go. You might not want to eat a whole pizza.
Right.
And drink beer with it or whatever it is because the...
Well, you definitely don't want to drink
you
beer.
You drink beer with it. It's a
blow-and-go.
That's
a good point. That's a good point. My bad. Or whatever you do
great
to cause
advice.
The yeast.
Yes, exactly. Don't drink a beer.
Yeah. I never
it's
really
not a false positive that you have alcohol in your system. That's a positive.
I never really thought the whole blow-and-go thing through, you know. Okay, so anyway, there you go. That's coming up. And also, today is the day we play the game known as Big Dummy. And every time we play Big Dummy, we like to do a little men's room poll and ask you a question. Last time we played Big Dummy, we asked you because there was a bunch of stories out there about people finding stuff in their food that you will pick one to bite into in your food.
Right.
Worst case scenario is, what would you prefer to find something in your food and realize you bit into it? Your selections included a cockroach, a metal screw, which was one of our listeners said they found a metal screw in their cobbler or something, fingernail, and a Band-Aid. Now, what do you guys think is the least thing that people want to bite into?
Band-Aid
is correct. Only 3% of you said you would prefer to bite into
a
Band-Aid.
That's 3% too many. I mean, that should be a home run that nobody, given those choices, I think Band-Aid should be last.
Number three, the cockroach at 13%. A lot of you said, you know what, man, I'll take the organics on this one. Not a big deal. People eat bugs. And number two, the fingernail at 30%, which is, I believe, what Ted
and I
thought.
Fingernail.
Because we didn't want to go to the dentist. Because we had people who said, look, man, I bit into something hard, and I had to go, and I chipped my tooth. But overall, that didn't bother you. The number one thing that you prefer to bite into if it's in your food would be a metal screw.
Yeah, absolutely.
At 53%. So there is the results there. Now, by the way, this week's poll, you can always follow us on Twitter, at Men's Room Live, and vote along as well. And since we are doing the Poppy Seed Challenge, we figured this. Okay, look, you get the opportunity to do one drug in your lifetime, all right? Now, when you do this drug, you do not become an addict. You do not die. You do not get into trouble with the law. None of these things apply. You will be your regular old self the next day. You will be not a junkie.
Well, I don't know if you say it the next day, because depending on the drug, you will be your old self when the high is over, because some of these highs seemingly go on for longer than
seven. It's kind of like the idea, you know, somebody at the end of their life who maybe quit smoking 40 years ago and realized they're going to die anyway might just go buy a pack of cigarettes.
Sure.
You know, whatever the deal is. Like, you're going to try this one time, but in this case, no ramifications, okay? Right. So the drugs that you can pick include heroin. Mm-hmm. And the reason being is that is an opiate, and that's what we're trying to get the false test positive on Mike's urinalysis today. So heroin would be number one. Obviously, Mike did not get exactly the buzz that you would get off heroin by eating all those poppy seed bagels.
Yeah, I think Mike might have you fooled. Mike might shoot heroin to eat the poppy seeds in front of him. Just saying.
By the way, originally, heroin was developed as a painkiller in the early 1900s.
It worked.
Because opium and morphine proved then to be too dangerous and addictive. So you know. However, then, of course, heroin proved to be too potent, addictive, and dangerous as well, leading in development to other narcotic painkillers, which we know is oxycodone and everything else that's out there.
And it's just heroin? We can't put syrup or any other opiates in there?
No, it's heroin.
It's heroin.
They just say
when heroin...
Be happy with what you're provided, Ted. So when I tell my kids, I'm sorry we can't mix our heroin, kids.
Yeah. Well, when heroin enters the brain from the bloodstream, it is then converted into morphine and binds with the opioid receptors. Symptoms of heroin intoxication include skin warmth with face and skin flushing. So you look like you're all flushed all the time. Dry mouth, heavy sensation in the limbs, tiredness, including nodding, euphoria or feeling calm and happy.
I'm happy.
Reduced
and tired.
Pain. Immediate side effects of heroin intoxication include nausea and vomiting, itchiness, cloudy mental function, reduced heart rate. Heroin is extremely addictive, changes the brain structure. We know.
But you're not getting addicted.
No.
So do we have to go through the withdrawals of these as well? I think we should throw that in. You're done, but you still have to go through the withdrawals.
Euphoria begins 5 to 30 minutes in. People who become addicted, obviously, they're going to suffer long-term side effects, risk of sexually transmitted infection due to lower inhibition, which is like going to the bar, tolerance and dependence. There's all kinds of stuff on there. All right, next on the list, you're going to do some acid.
Mm-hmm.
All right, LSD, as it is known,
The compound was originally made in 1938 by a Swiss chemist named Albert Hoffman.
Mm-hmm. Maybe you've heard that name before. Chocolate?
Mm-hmm. The substance reached its height of popularity in the 60s as a recreational and spiritually enhancing drug. While it is a powerful hallucinogen, LSD is not considered addictive, although it can be very dangerous and trigger psychosis, depression, aggression, schizophrenia for individuals who are prone to these mental health disorders.
But you don't know if you're prone until you drop a tab.
After the person ingests LSD, the drug will take effect within 10 minutes.
Yeah, it's 30, 25, 30.
And effects peak between 2 and 8 hours. The come down, as the drug is metabolized and processed out of the body, begins around 6 hours after ingestion. Although symptoms may not begin for 8 hours. Negative effects can begin during the trip, and these may continue through the come-down process and include confusion, emotional reactions or mood swings, chills, muscle weakness, fatigue, and flashbacks. And you'll be hungry as hell. Doesn't say that. I'm just saying. You don't eat much. So when you're done, you're like, oh, we got to go get breakfast. We're getting breakfast somewhere. Depending on when you do that.
Right. Right. Sometimes it's a good side effect, crying. Mm-hmm. So a lot of people cry.
Boy, people cry, man.
I'm going to call my mom. Tell her I love her.
Don't reach out to anyone.
I just want
to
hug her, man. You know what I mean? She raised me, and I never really thought of it like that. And, man, I mean, she was there for me.
Right. Don't call her.
What time is it on the East Coast? Oh, man, yeah. Well, I'll give it about an hour. I'll call her. All right, next up on the list, no consequences, try once, right? That would be methamphetamine or crystal meth. It is an artificially manufactured drug that stimulates the central nervous system, developed in the 1890s.
Really?
For medical purposes at one time, the drug was even considered to be a potential treatment for asthma patients.
So well, I thought it was like for weight loss.
You must think that it must be like a bronchodilator then or something. I don't know.
Right. I mean, that's why they had to put Sudafed behind the counter.
Okay. Correct. All right. Signs often associated with chronic meth abuse can include
tank tops,
significant weight loss. So bonus right away.
So again, this is just meth. It can't be cocaine.
No, this is meth.
Ted, again, be happy with what your family provides
you. I want to do some coke and sip some syrup, though.
This is not Thanksgiving where you get to mix your food together.
What are you commenting on our Twitter? Let's see here.
This seems unfair.
Okay. Significant
weight loss. A malnourished look. Dark circles under the eyes, dry, cracked, or broken skin, sores on the skin such as red blotches or abscesses.
Yeah, come here, mama.
Decreased appetite followed by periods of heavy binge eating, cycles of significant sleep loss followed by long periods of sleeping, maybe days, uncharacteristic lack of attention to personal hygiene, changes in mental status may fluctuate as well, financial problems, isolation from family or friends, and selling of all your possessions. So I don't think you're going to go down that whole road because it's only one day.
But it's just one day.
Okay. And the next up is...
And all of that happens in one day.
And the next up is PCP. They say when a person ingests PCP, they expect to feel a pleasant high and hallucinate. Initially, the individual might feel happy and the perception changes may not be extreme hallucinations, but changes to light, color, sound, and touch initially. The individual may experience changes in time, either slowing down or speeding up.
Does everything feel weird to you?
Or they feel out or above their bodies. Effects of PCP begin within 30 to 60 minutes after it's been ingested orally, or a few minutes if smoked or injected. Depending on the size and the potency of the dose, effects can last from 4 to 6 or 24 hours.
Wow.
If a person is intoxicated,
I'm in.
After ingesting PCP, they may display symptoms like a blank stare. Rapid, involuntary eye movements, typically side to side. Changes to stride or gait. Sounds to me like you're moving pretty fast. I don't think you'd slow down. Drooling. Loss of balance. Catatonic trance. Twitches, shudders, or random, uncontrolled movements.
You know, people on the bus.
Physical exertion without perception of pain or muscle strain. We go back to the super strength on this one.
This is why I'm taking PCP. Because, one, I'm not getting arrested, all right? And I'm not going to be addicted, but this sounds awesome.
Or sweating or flushing due to increased body temperature. So this is just a party ready to happen right here. So our men's room poll, no consequences, try once. Will it be heroin, acid, meth, or PCP as we get ready for our poppy seed challenge?
What are you picking on that? I'm going PCP, no question about it.
I would say no consequences, try once.
No consequence. That's the whole thing. That's why I'm doing PCP. Like, look, I'm done when I'm done. But, man, I felt great. I got hit with a brick. I didn't even feel it.
I think I'm going to go acid.
You've already done acid.
That's why I want to do it again. Because I know it. And I, you know what, man? I'm just not.
There's no adventure in
it.
Well, yes,
oh, my God. It's always.
Well, yeah, I guess.
It's every time
right.
It's an adventure.
Yeah, right. True.
I've never not had an adventure.
Yeah, but pick one you don't know.
I don't want to do, like, I, okay, well.
It's one
I have done,
time.
Okay,
what are
so,
you, one of our Twitter commenters?
No, but heroin is heroin, right? But I've done oxys before. I've had one of those before. Steve and I tried one night, and it was the worst night of my life. So I don't like that type of buzz. I don't like not being in control. I felt like I was at the vet, you know what I mean? And they're, you know, getting ready to do
that was
certain.
A tough night, man.
I mean, it was, you saw how long we were at that cigarette machine.
Yeah.
Because we couldn't pull the handle.
Right,
yeah.
How long? 15 minutes? You're like, what are they
It was
doing?
A long time.
Right, see, I don't
this
like
is
that.
A quote from Ted. What are you jackasses doing? I remember those in the opening words.
And then we just had a hard time getting by. Meth, you know my problem with meth is I...
Well, it's meth.
Yeah,
that's
it's
my
meth.
Problem with
PCP's
meth.
PCP's way too crazy.
But you're done. When you're done, you're done. That's the point of this. Like, look, I don't want to do PCP. But if you're saying, look, it's one day and through the magic of the men's room, mm-hmm. you're done with it. You're not addicted. No one's going to hold grudges. I'm doing PCP,
I feel
man.
Like I'm going to end up like, I don't know.
Maybe.
Like Cheech Marin at the end of Nice Dreams, like with a straitjacket on, like, my business.
But you're done. You're done when you're done.
Yeah.
That's why
I know, but it could be 24 hours.
That's why I think this is the hands-down winner, man.
Okay, well, you can pick
this
PCP.
This is money for your time.
You know, I just don't, I'm not interested.
All right.
You know what I mean? Ted?
I'm going heroin.
You're going heroin.
I love you're just so casual about it.
Yeah, I mean, just, yeah, because it's.
Well, but
I
half
mean,
the time you've been on painkillers for injuries, they it doesn't work that way. It actually works for the pain.
Correct.
So, I mean, you haven't had it
but,
in
But I mean,
do you look, remember us at the cigarette machine?
Yeah.
Okay. What, after PCP,
I'm not thinking about
I would pick heroin.
Yeah, being out and doing stuff. I'm thinking about like
chilling.
Yeah. I mean, look, I'm not trying to promote it.
No.
Pick one.
Pick
that's
one,
like
right.
the scariest one on the list, and I'm just like, all right.
Well, keep in mind, no consequences. No, you're not going to die.
I don't know. Maybe I'll smoke some meth. See what all the white people are pumped about.
You know, part of me does have that interest. Like, why does everyone insist on smoking this, right?
Yeah, I'm going to smoke meth and go to an orgy.
Right,
yeah.
Something. Like, let me get it on the ash, and I just want the addiction, you know?
Yeah.
And that is inherently the problem. But I'm still going PCP.
If there was an option, I would have picked sip and syrup.
Well,
this is
kind of the same thing, though?
Yeah.
All right, okay. It's just a different way of ingesting, because that's codeine, correct?
Codeine, yeah. I just want to have the adventure.
But this is heroin. No, it's heroin.
Right. Put the rancher in.
Jeez, man.
You see, you just want to sit at home with a solo cup.
Styrofoam cup. I mean, whatever you've seen in a rap video, that's the life I want to be living.
You gonna put the
for
chain?
A day.
Are you going to put your chain on?
My chain never leaves my neck.
Big Dummy on the way. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
We return to the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
Our game is Big Dummy 844-999. Ola Steve, who is our first contestant, ready to play the big game.
Hello, Mike. Welcome to the men's room.
Big Dummy. Hola. Mike, you on team sober, team not sober?
I am stone cold sober, gentlemen.
All right, Mike, welcome to the show. Okay, our men's room poll. No consequences. Try one of these. Heroin, acid, meth, or PCP?
This is an easy one, gentlemen. I'm going with the meth.
You're going meth?
Yes, I take what's known as methylphenidate, which is a severely watered-down form of it, actually, for my ADHD.
Okay.
Which, fun fact, was what meth was originally designed for, as one of the things.
So because you have ADHD, the stimulant helps you?
Basically, yeah. And I've noticed if I don't take it, I get real drowsy.
Okay. Real drowsy. Mm-hmm. So you just want to now swing for the fence and go straight up meth. I dig it.
All right. Yep, basically. All right. And good luck, Mike.
All right, here's your question. What vitamin group is mostly required for blood coagulation? What vitamin group?
Let's see. There's like A, B, B12, K. I'm just going to take a stab and say B12.
A, K. Vitamin K.
Man, we should have put K on that list.
I know. I thought the same thing this morning.
Now I'm just mad there's stuff down on that list that I wanted to try.
All right, Ted, what are some of the other drugs you wanted to try?
Syrup,
what are some of
Coke, ketamine.
The reason we didn't put cocaine down there is based on the fact that so many people we know have already done cocaine, right?
Yeah, I did the math. Mm-hmm. Well, there's some of us without consequences of what might try it.
Okay, all right.
Side note, your segment label DJ Meth Head, I would actually want to listen to that guy.
I want to check his stuff out. Mm-hmm. All right, here's your question. What was the number one movie in the United States last weekend?
If I had to guess, it would be Sonic.
Oh, very good.
You got
good
it.
Job, yeah, he got rid of his creepy teeth.
My kids saw it. They told me just how fantastic the movie was.
Okay, well, it's always good if you pay that much that they like the movie.
Have they
I don't
played
have to
it?
Go, so I don't care. I don't believe that they've played it.
All right.
By the way, did you ever see the Sonic? So before this movie was released, I guess they had test audiences, and the way they did the CG for Sonic's teeth, it bugged people. Right?
Yeah.
So they redid it, whatever, and he looks a little bit more like the video game character. I did not realize what he looked like. I assume people were overreacting. And very recently, I saw a picture of what the original Sonic looked like. I think they made the right choice.
It was disturbing.
Dude,
those teeth were weird.
It was unsettling.
Game is Big Dummy, 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Derek. Welcome to the men's room.
Big Dummy!
Hola!
Derek, you playing for Team Sober or Team Not Sober?
Sober.
Team Sober for Derek. All right. Our men's room poll. No consequences, no ramifications. You don't get addicted. You're going to try one of these drugs one time. Heroin, acid, meth, or PCP?
Heroin.
Okay.
Hands down.
Heroin.
Hands down. Why is that? Why hands
down?
Your
hands would probably be down.
No ramifications. It's easily the scariest drugs.
Okay.
Yeah, okay.
I dig it. All right, here's your question. What is a lycanthrope?
I have no idea.
Is it an animal?
Sort of.
A microthrop?
Lycanthrop. It's a werewolf.
Oh. Hmm. That's an animal?
Not real.
Hmm. Well, yeah. I mean, people are animals. Wolves are animals. I guess it's like twice the animal. It's both.
Teen wolf.
A lycanthrop. Right there. And what children's movie is the main character's name Lightning McQueen?
Lightning McQueen.
Ooh.
That's Cars.
All right.
I did not know that one.
You know how many times I've seen that goddamn movie?
Cars?
Man.
You know how many times I've seen it?
My buddy is...
Zero?
My buddy
Correct.
Is... My buddy is a... he's one of the cars in the movie. So he did the voice...
Your buddy?
He does the voice of one of the cars in the movie.
Which car?
I don't know. It's a bit part. I'll find out. I'll look real quick. But either way, like, he'll get a check in the mail every month for, like... 89 cents.
They're still paying.
Yeah, I'm dead serious. It's like 89 cents. I mean, like if someone rides the ride and they use his voice, Disneyland, all this stuff, the whole grand total, like every month, he gets like 89 cents.
Who is his agent?
No, I think that's just
89 cents. Part just wasn't that big of a part.
Exactly. I have to look out and see what he was. Game is Big Dummy 844-999 Ola.
Hello, David. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
David, sober, not sober.
Sober
David. Welcome to the show. All right, let's get you not sober. Men's room poll, no consequences, try once. Heroin, acid, meth, or PCP?
Acid. I've already done two.
So. Which two have you already done?
Meth and heroin.
All right.
Yeah, you'd like acid, I think. It's different.
Be a different feel for it.
It really would be, compared to where you're used to going.
All right, here is your question. What fairy tale character eats the window pane of a witch's cottage?
Oh, is it Hansel and Gretel?
How do people know?
Eats the window pane.
Yes. of a witch's cottage, which, trust me, I struggled.
A witch's cottage.
Mightily this morning.
A witch's cottage.
In parentheses. I'm like, do I do it?
Yeah.
No.
Why? Because it sounds a little weird?
Well, yes. I mean, we've heard of the mossy cottage. So you say, what fairy tale character eats the window pane of a witch's cottage? I'm like, dear God, man.
Witch's
cottage. It's cold in there.
She is negotiating for her life.
Do you think there's cobwebs in a witch's cottage?
I wish this cottage had a heater.
Are there like spiders and stuff?
Yeah. You want to go in the oven or?
Get the broom.
It's up to you.
Got
to
clean up the old cottage.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.